that would be performance art, which is a completely different concert. Pursuant to our discussion of the 70s, I went to Berkeley, California in the mid-80s in search of the 70s, basically. And I just was really interested in people who believed in things, and I found them. I walked around with a guy who had a shopping cart filled with law books that he had from the law school dumpster, and he said, I've been reading these, and I'm going to sue the state of California. And I was like, you should. I hung out with, People's Park. People's Park was across the street from where I lived, and that was amazing to see people who were real believers. You send a postcard to them, and it would probably arrive at People's Park, Berkeley. And I lived in this kind of communal housing thing. I put my laundry in one morning, and I stepped out while it was in the dryer. And when I came back, all my underwear was gone. And so I was like, oh yeah, that's David. He needs it for his art. And I was like, okay, you know. So I toured there so much after that. And so of course, you know, who wouldn't see the changes? And so I thought, okay, maybe that's the song that I'll write. But it's, you know, it's still there. You still see a couple of guys with white hair on Shattuck Avenue, playing chess, talking about the revolution, which is imminent. So, and I still feel it. This is called Berkeley.
Daughter, heart of the world with the mind of a child.
you.